This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In this brand new episode of Chimes Bookshelf, another book written by Beatrix Potter. And the title of this one is The Tale of Mrs. Tittlemouse. All right, what I'm about to say, some of you will definitely relate it with your mothers or grandmothers. I'm sure they love scrubbing and cleaning the house, dusting, wiping, and making the house sparkling, clean, spick and span. So does Mrs. Tittlemouse. She's very fond of cleaning her house. And when she loves to clean her house, she also gets a little irritated when kids or some insects or any person comes to her house and leaves footprints or creates any sort of mess in her house. Her house is quite complex. She lives inside a burrow underneath her house. It has lots of twists and turns for her to reach her main living area. She has a lot of storerooms. She has seed cellars. The house is the funny house. That's what people like to call it. There's a kitchen, there's a parlor, a pantry, and her bedroom where she keeps the dustpan. Imagine how crazy she's about cleaning. And she has the dustpan along with the brush, and she's all the time cleaning. One day what happens is, she's visited by one of her neighbors, who's a toad, and his name is Mr. Jackson. So Mr. Jackson lives in a drain which is underneath a hedge. The drain is quite dirty, and when Mr. Jackson visits her, he leaves all dirty marks on her floor. After Mr. Jackson leaves, is she able to clean her entire house? How much time does it take for her to clean the entire mess created by Mr. Jackson in the house? And in future, does she ever allow him to visit her again? Well, to find all these things out, you have to pick up a copy of the book and read it away. This book as well has illustrations done by Beatrix Potter, and this one was published in the year 1910. Like her other books, this book also had a lot of merchandise associated with it. There were a couple of toy companies which created the Tittlemouse character. And this book was released as a novel itself and as a part of the anthology series later on. And do you know what was the theme of this book? The theme is cleanliness is next to godliness. The more you will be clean, the more your house will be organized, the more welcoming your guests will feel in your house. So cleaning is a very good habit that all of us must inculcate and keep our bedrooms, our surroundings and everything clean around us. So that is the lesson this book gives us, Tale of Mrs. Tittlemouse for us. For other books which we review and recommend to you, listen to more episodes of this podcast and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Chimes Bookshelf.